Governor Larry Hogan's State of the State speech yesterday focused on his legislative agenda, from expanding charter schools to tax breaks for public safety officials and military veterans. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that the speech marks the halfway point in Hogan's term.
As Hogan named each of his priorities, he took a moment to reflect on what he has already accomplished before outlining what's still left to do. For example, he talked about opioid addiction.
3 years ago, when not many people were paying any attention, we began to shine a spotlight on the rapidly growing heroin and opioid crisis.
He described the task force his administration created to study the issue before asking lawmakers to support his effort to toughen criminal penalties for distributing the drugs. The 25-minute speech focused heavily on Hogan's legislative priorities. He urged lawmakers to expand charter schools and increase funding for a private school tuition scholarship program. Both proposals faced tough opposition from the state's teachers' unions and many Democratic legislators, such as Montgomery County Senator Rich Mattolino.
We want to focus on the hundreds of thousands of young people in our public schools, not the handful that go to private schools where he wants to focus his attention.
Hogan also highlighted proposals to cap tuition at 14 state universities and colleges and to make student loan interest tax deductible. He pitched tax breaks for public safety officials and military veterans, as well as for manufacturing companies that open up shop in Baltimore, the Eastern Shore, and Western Maryland.
We still have Marylanders who are struggling in parts of our state like Baltimore City, Western Maryland, and the Lower Eastern Shore.
The manufacturing tax cut failed last year, which Democratic leaders say was because it only applies to new businesses and existing businesses cried foul. Hogan urged legislators to repeal a law requiring the State Department of Transportation to rank transportation projects according to how they meet goals such as improving the environment and economic growth.
Let's repeal this misguided, poorly drafted, and fatally flawed roadkill bill.
He says the law kills road projects, which wouldn't rank as high as transit projects in urban areas. But the law actually allows the Department of Transportation to fund lower-ranking projects if it explains the choice in writing. Senate President Mike Miller, a Democrat, said Hogan knows the law isn't going anywhere.
He doesn't want it repealed because he wants to use it 2 years from now. You know, try to trick the people and fool the people into thinking that it does something that it doesn't do. That's the political aspect of his speech that it is what it is. He's an elected official, but he's also a politician.
Much of Hogan's speech called for bipartisan compromise, such as on paid sick leave and redistricting reform.
And isn't it time that we finally pass the Redistricting Reform Act, so we can remove the politics and the politicians from drawing their own district lines?
That issue has been a non-starter for the Democrat-controlled legislature, whose leaders say they won't give up their seats in Congress unless Republican-controlled state legislatures elsewhere do the same. But Miller said there may be a way forward.
We will pass a bill this year that lumps states together. So, for example, if we can take Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, and Maryland together, have a bipartisan for all four of those states.
Meanwhile, what Hogan did not say is what jumped out at Democrats like House Majority Leader Bill Frick.
The most profound issue of the day is the Trump administration, the Muslim ban. It's incredibly upsetting to many of us. To not mention it is pretty shocking.
But House Minority Leader Nick Kipke said Democrats are using potential federal policy changes as scare tactics.
I think some in the majority party are trying to use the D.C. politics to divide us here in Annapolis.
He praised Hogan for resisting the urge to bring partisan politics into his speech. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.